Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thirty and overcast at 7 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. A winter weather advisory will start at midnight with a mix of snow and freezing rain expected tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches of snow and a trace of ice are in the Tuesday morning forecast. A shooting victim was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital from the city of Washington last night. Details are scarce, but police are investigating a robbery and shooting at Washington Food Mart on West Chestnut Street. This happened just after 10 p.m. There's no word of an arrest. A police chase ended with a crash and shooting on the Parkway North over the weekend. The Parkway, in fact, was closed for hours Saturday night as state police investigated the pursuit and gunfire. Troopers said the chase involving an SUV originated in Butler County and ended with a crash near mile marker 90 on 279 South. Trooper Rocco Gagliardi says an officer fired a weapon, but it's unknown if any gunfire came from the SUV.
Not only can we pinpoint right now, right, maybe who shot, but then we have to look at every other angle and see to ourselves, did anyone else shoot, right? Which we don't believe at this time anyone did, but we have to go through all that footage.
Four people inside the SUV were taken to hospitals and one of them died. It's not known yet if that person was shot by police. Deals promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people glued to their computers and smartphones on this Cyber Monday. Experts expect record spending today. One prediction says online purchases will top $14 billion, 6.3% more than last year. Buy now, pay later loans, the majority of those for smartphones, will reach the $1 billion milestone. And AI-assisted shopping is part of the mix this time around. Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools to give consumers an easier gift-buying experience. AI-powered shopping assistants offered by, for example, Walmart, Amazon, and Google are designed to provide personalized recommendations and track prices through unscripted customer chats. New energy rates are going into effect today for most Pennsylvanians. News Radio KDKA's David Ballarato has more.
For the roughly 75% of residential customers who don't shop for a power supplier, rates are changing today as part of the semi-annual adjustments that occur each June and December 1st. For Duquesne Light customers, rates are jumping 10.6%. Penn Power and West Penn Power each up a little more than 6%. Nils Hagen Fredrickson of the PUC says a big factor, higher natural gas prices are making generating power more expensive.
And because natural gas prices have continued to move upward, especially over the last 2 years, because there's a global market and a global appetite for gas and the electricity that's generated by gas, those prices have continued to move upward.
If you do shop around for suppliers, she says make sure you pay attention to the duration of your contract because the monthly price could skyrocket after it ends. David Ballarato, News Radio KDKA.
KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. A halftime lead evaporated as the Bills pounded the Steelers 26-7, setting a rushing record for an opponent at Acrisure. 249 yards. Mike Tomlin met with reporters after the loss.
A couple more. What goes through your mind when the crowd chanting, training to fire you in your home stadium?
Man, I share their frustration tonight, man. We didn't do enough. And that's just the reality of it.
The Steelers and Ravens are now both 6-6, playing at Baltimore Sunday. And on Sunday Night Football, that went into overtime. The Broncos squeaked by the Commanders 27-26. KDKA Radio News Time 7:04. Right now, 30 and overcast in Pittsburgh. AAA traffic in the AccuWeather forecast next.
Happy Cyber Monday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So what does that really mean, this day and age? We have Terrence Bradford is a financial educator, creator of A Check for Life, which is a television series empowering the rest of us to build income streams and know how to sort through this stuff. Welcome to KDKA, Terrence. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Paul, our anchorman, and I were talking about Cyber Monday used to be a big deal, but apparently it still is in terms of what people are willing to spend today. So how do we sort through and find the best hacks for actually making this work for us?
Well, the best thing you could probably do is when you're doing your research, kind of do it a little bit in advance and know the specific things that you're looking for in terms of products. And then if you like searching, a lot of times I'll use things like Google or chat and try to find out where the best deals are and kind of plan ahead of time. And then once Cyber Monday hits, then you start to, you know, go after those specific deals. Sometimes even during, you'll get a lot of advertisements for them, like on Amazon and things of that nature. But if you plan ahead, you have a really good shot of getting something pretty significant for yourself.
Sounds to me like you're saying too, Terrence, that it would be a good idea to not only do that, but don't show up unprepared, because they're really set up now to get you to make impulse buy, spur-of-the-moment decisions.
Absolutely. They count on that, right? That's how they make their money. And here's a little secret. A lot of times they bake in additional costs already inside of it and call it a deal for you, but they've already figured out how they're going to make more money off of it.
Yeah, so that said, we have talked for years that there is a lack of financial education in this country with young people, and now a lot of them don't know the difference since we've become more and more cashless, the value of money, right? You just think there's some tree and it's just growing there. You just put the card in, but forget how it gets there, right?
Absolutely, 1,000%. It's and the funniest thing is these kids don't know, and it's not their fault. You know, they haven't been taught anything, which I think, you know, financial literacy should be taught from kindergarten up. You know what it's similar to? I have kids, and I tried to show them how to use a rotary phone, and they didn't know what they were doing when I pulled it out in front of them.
Well, yeah, I saw somebody put a video up of they put a rotary phone down and didn't tell the kids how it worked, and they were to figure it out, right?
That was me. Somebody probably saw my video and made another one, but yeah, I did that. It was hilarious. They don't understand what it was like. Like back in the day when I grew up, you had to get up to turn the channel on your television, right? You had to fix the antenna on the back to try to get a good signal. You had a cord on your phone, and it had to have the long extension cord if you wanted privacy. I mean, it was just a different time. These kids have immediate gratification now. They just don't understand it. So, yeah, they think there's a magic tree that just has money that they can just kind of tap and go, and it comes out of nowhere.
You know, I used to be the remote for my family until my younger brother got all that.
I mean, the only houses that had a TV remote at the beginning were the people who were pretty well off.
That's exactly correct. That is exactly correct. Now everybody, you know, It's weird. Like if I could go into the time machine and come back and tell you, you know, 30 years ago, this little thing in my hand, a telephone, would be able to do almost and everything, right? It could almost power a rocket ship. You probably wouldn't believe me. Can you imagine what the next 30 years from now looks like?
You know, I was just thinking too, one of the stories we had in our newscast a few minutes ago talked about the number of people who are going to be buying smartphones. The sales for smartphones is expected to top $1 billion this year, and the vast majority of these are going to be done on a buy now, pay later kind of thing.
Yes. People are going in debt just to be able to talk on the phone. It's really, really sad, but that is the future, and that's the reality right now, which is why I created my show.
Yeah, well, tell us about your show, Check for Life.
Well, the beautiful thing, gentlemen, is that I saw that there was a huge disparity between the haves and the have-nots. And what I mean by that is not rich and poor. It's people who have lifetime income and people who do not have lifetime income. So I created a show that's going to allow 10 people to compete, and we're going to give them a check for life. Whoever wins, whoever actually competes, gets an account with a check for life. But whoever wins, it's a $100,000 financial makeover where we give them a portion of it in a check for life where they get money they can never outlive. And we pay down their debt. We pay up like their credit cards, student loans, things of that nature. We give them an investment account and life insurance. But the show is about financial literacy, gentlemen. This is why I wanted to be on the show with you today. We're trying to teach people how money works in a more entertaining way.
I think it's so important, to your point, should be part of regular curriculums from kindergarten on, just the theory of money. And now, again, as we are more and more cashless, it's hard to have them equate, boy, I worked an hour, I made whatever, say $10. And then, okay,
right.
You know now what it took to get that, and now maybe you consider a little more carefully how you spend it.
That is exactly correct. You know, learning the value of it. I have an 18-year-old son who just started college and is on his own. And now when he goes out, he wants to spend my money, not the money. I put a little bit of money in his account, but he'll call me up and say, Dad, I haven't had anything to eat. And I'll say, well, don't you have some money in your account? And he'll like, oh, yeah. And he'll look to see how much he has in his account. And then he's like, oh, I didn't realize it cost this much. I'm like, yeah. Then welcome to the real world, son. Welcome to the real world.
So this
he's been
show
stuck in the matrix for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. The show that you're describing sounds a little bit to me like a Financial Survivor.
Wow. That was impressive. That's exactly what it is. It's like Survivor, Shark Tank, and American Idol all rolled in one, but instead of, you know, jumping out of airplanes or singing and dancing, we're going to teach them about financial literacy. We're going to have them doing financial tasks. We're going to show them the difference between an ETF and a mutual fund, the difference between a stock and a bond, you know, how to do budgeting, how to reduce your debt and increase your credit score. So we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it entertaining. We're going to make it knowledgeable so that the people at home can also learn. And the people who are on the show or at home, when they finish watching each episode or finish watching the show in general, they walk away in a better financial position than when they started. That's my goal.
CheckForLife.com. Terrence, appreciate it. And yes. Keep up the great
work. We're
looking
for contestants, gentlemen. So if you know anybody, we're doing casting calls in Dallas, L.A., and New York. Like you said, go to the website, register. We're looking for people who want to win $100,000.
Nah, why would you want that?
Yeah, like when do we get started, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, happy Cyber Monday, Terrence. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, gentlemen, happy holidays to you.
You got it. Terrence Bradford, creator of A Check for Life. I'd like one now.
I'm fascinated by the show concept. I'm going to be watching.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I really believe in that financial literacy in a curriculum. I can't believe they don't have it.
I couldn't balance a checkbook when I graduated from high school. I had to learn how to do it.
They don't include it, which is more important lot of other of the
financial literacy should be something you have to pass to get your high school diploma, I think.
Absolutely. Especially now, again, in a more and more cashless society, it's harder for young people to understand that card or cards you're using is not magic. There's a plan. There's a process. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
Mm-hmm. And as we look out over the area roads, guys, we have one accident on our roster right now. It's in the 1600 block of West Carson Street. So that puts it on the stretch between the West End and Fort Pitt bridges. If you're trying to travel there to get into or out of downtown for your morning commute, you will have some slowdowns around the crews who are on scene there. Parkway North, I-279, the HOV lanes are not open for you this morning. Things are rolling pretty well. Starting to see a little bit of bunching for you right around that Bellevue-Westview interchange. But otherwise, it's moving along pretty nicely all the way down to the Veterans Bridge or onto the North Shore. 28 southbound, just moving very well past the 31st Street Bridge, for example. Parkway West stacks at the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp. Parkway East is at Edgewood Swiss Vale. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 725. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And that said, got a few flurries. Still cold. We're at 30 now. 34 is going to be the high. But then tomorrow, winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service kicks in at midnight to 1 p.m. Tuesday, with a chance of several inches of snow here in the Pittsburgh area, heaviest anticipated to be during the start of the morning commute tomorrow. So we'll have the KDK Radio Storm Center ready to roll. 7:19 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 7:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Groundbreaking today on a major development on the North Shore of the city. We'll have the latest on that story coming up in 11 minutes on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio, KDKA.
Paul, you know what a tradition is here around Christmas is the annual visit of the Harlem Globetrotters. They will be at PPG Paints Arena the day after on December 26th. And all this week, we're going to give a family pack of four tickets away to see the show. If you've never seen the Globetrotters, there's something to see, and that's why.
Well, I mean, they came up with the idea that, you know, the Savannah Bananas have exploited for baseball, but the original entertainment sporting event was the Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So you know how popular the Savannah Bananas were coming to Pittsburgh two nights. They sold out PNC both nights for that show. I went to one of them. It was really actually entertaining. So you can see the Globetrotters, 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's go with 3.
Caller number 3. So Anna Beckham, who's producing this morning for Aaron, who's on a anniversary vacation this week. How dare she have a good time? We'll take caller number 7, 412.
Oh, that was number 3.
Caller number 3, like I said, 412. I just checked in with my buddy who's in the forest right now, antler deer season. He's going to check in with us. He said, I can't talk to you now. The deer are moving. right around sunset, you know, that's when you'll hear the gunfire around the region.
Yeah, the sun comes up and they're on the move, and at dusk too, right? Twilight.
Yes. So antler deer season, day three. And as we mentioned before, this used to be the biggest single hunting day, and it may still be, because tradition had it as the Monday after Thanksgiving, but several years ago they added Saturday, and then officially the last remaining blue law now is no car sales on Sunday.
And let's keep that one. I think that's a good idea, don't you?
I'm sure a lot of the people that work in that industry are going, yeah, let's keep that one. Somebody asked me, what are the blue laws? Well, they were in force. Really, it's a religious-based thing that you have a set-aside day, a Sabbath day, if you will, where nobody was supposed to work. And it worked for a while.
Well, I can tell you that I lived in a very unusual place just to witness this blue law on a Sunday where things were supposed to be closed. It was Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it's right on the border, and there's the river there, and then the other side of the river, East Grand Forks, where the blue laws were not in effect. So on Sundays, you couldn't even get a pancake in Grand Forks, but you could drive over the bridge, and everybody in town was over there shopping at the mall, getting gasoline, etc., and going out to eat, of course. It was the busiest day of the week, was Sunday.
So the blue laws here in Pennsylvania set aside, designated to enforce the observance of the Christian Sabbath, as we mentioned. Most of the original strict blue laws were repealed long ago, declared unenforceable. A few lingered, and one of those up until this year, was the hunting on Sundays. I mean, they had mitigated it in the last few years, special days or whatever, but then somebody said, why can't you hunt on Sundays?
How long had they been trying to change that?
50 years they've been trying to do that. So hunting is now allowed. When they tried to change it before, they said, okay, 3 Sundays a year. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? Alcohol sales have historically, you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays in Pennsylvania. But of course, that's been gone by the wayside for quite a while now. So the only remaining blue law is Sunday car sales. It's illegal to buy or sell a motor vehicle on a Sunday in Pennsylvania. It's the last remnant of the old blue laws.
If you had a vehicle of your own that you were trying to sell, would that prevent you from doing it, or we're just talking about dealers here?
It doesn't, in this story I'm reading, you know, differentiate.
I mean, if you put one up for sale on eBay Motors and you've got a buyer and you can only do the deal on Sunday, right?
Well, you can't process what you need to do from a, I guess you have to have a notary.
Yeah. First and foremost, yeah.
But isn't that interesting?
You got to move the title around, all that stuff. It's kind of a pain, but I've done it once.
So my hunting buddy is saying, I can't talk now. This is prime time for the antler deer season. But he's going to check in with us in our 9 o'clock hour, see how it's going. You haven't heard a lot about it over the weekend. Did you hear much?
No.
Normally you do.
Not at all.
Normally it's a much bigger deal in the news, especially when you have, you know, almost 1 million people in the woods today in Pennsylvania. Heavily armed, by the way. So it's not a day to try to take over the state. Let's see, what else is in the news that of significant note? There is a beer belly heart damage study.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I was looking at that this morning.
Researchers from the University Medical Center in Hamburg in Germany are scheduled to present a new study on the strain a beer belly puts on the heart.
They found abdominal obesity is associated with more harmful changes in heart structure than other organs, and that overall body weight alone, especially in men.
And kind of a dovetail story is the Journal of Medicine is scheduled to publish new guidelines from the World Health Organization on the use of GLP-1 therapies on obesity in adults. So,
well, they're proven for people who take GLP-1s that are diabetics, they're also proven to reduce weight. I think the average was 12% in the first studies that they did. That's a significant amount of weight for someone who's overweight.
So those are two stories you're going to hear about today as they release the results.
It's 30 with overcast skies at 7:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. The news is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. For your home's window, siding, doors, and bath, trust PJ.com. Cyber Monday is here, and retailers are gearing up for what could be the biggest online shopping day ever. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has the story in the newsroom.
Paul, Cyber Monday is expected to draw in a record spending $14 billion this year as shoppers hunt for deep discounts on electronics, clothing, and early holiday gifts. Retail analysts say many of the biggest deals are focused on tech, everything from smart TVs to laptops and gaming consoles, while major retailers are also offering faster online pickup and delivery options to keep up with demand. Experts recommend comparing prices across multiple sites and watching for flash sales that change by the hour. And while the deals may be tempting, they are also urging shoppers to watch out for fake websites and phishing emails, which tend to spike during peak online shopping days. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Developers are planning to break ground today on the much-talked-about Esplanade project on the North Shore. News Radio KDK's Pat Septek has a preview.
Officials with Pyatt Companies are hoping that the $740 million project will turn a former industrial site near Rivers Casino along the Ohio River into a vibrant entertainment district. Plans call for a massive Ferris wheel, restaurants, retailers, riverfront recreation, a grocery store, and a 13-story hotel. The project appears to be going forward despite environmental concerns voiced by residential groups. Today's groundbreaking ceremony will feature a video and remarks by the project's key partners. Then developers will shovel the first dirt of the Esplanade project. Pat Septak, News Radio, KDKA.
KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. The Bills scored 3 second-half touchdowns and set a visiting team rushing record in a 26-7 defeat of the Steelers. T.J. Watt on the defense's inability to stop Buffalo.
I mean, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it tonight and have as much success as they had.
Pittsburgh will play at Baltimore Sunday, and in the NFL's late game, Denver over Washington, 27-26 in overtime. KDKA Radio News Time, 7:32. Our next update at 8 on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KDKA.
Every Monday morning at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. And hope you had a good weekend and a good Thanksgiving. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, we did. We had a great Thanksgiving. We were in sunny Utah.
Really?
Yes, it was wonderful. Kids got to come with us and everything, so it was a great time.
Are you a skier?
We are. We're a big the whole family skis. The 6-year-old and the 3-year-old both ski. So they've been on skis since they were one.
Oh, that's very cool. Looks like maybe they can ski locally here soon.
Well, according to the weather report, it looks like, that's coming fast. It felt like it was going to snow last night, but it looks like it's coming tomorrow morning instead.
You got it. Well, welcome to December. That said, I want to start with a story from the Wall Street Journal. This article got my attention. Quote, "My wife and I planned our retirement perfectly. Then she got sick. So they retire with confidence. 4 years later, everything changes." How do you plan for the unexpected? Really, that's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, this one hit me, and here's why. This wasn't some unprepared couple. And when I read this article, it really, really hit me. I mean, the guy actually wrote about retirement planning for the Wall Street Journal. I mean, if anybody should have had it all lined up, it was him. But, life doesn't care about how perfect your plan looks on paper. And you don't retire on, I say this a lot, you just don't retire on luck. You retire on understanding the rules, and life's going to play by whatever it likes. And we know that, right? Sometimes, they say when you have a plan, God tends to laugh at it.
It's like John Lennon wrote the song, and there's a line in his song Beautiful Boy, which he wrote about his son Julian, and it says, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans."
You're darn right. It's exactly right, and that's exactly what happened to this guy, and it's very unfortunate.
So that said, how much effort does an individual have to put in, and how do we know what to plan for when we don't know what's going to happen?
Well, look, I mean, this story, by the way, it's probably the most overlooked area of planning, and it comes to our health, right? And we think, I always talk about five key areas in retirement. I talk about income, taxes, investments, your health care, and your estate planning. Healthcare is the number one overlooked area. Most people will always get their Medicare, right? Because you have to. If you don't, you get penalized. But the one thing that's overlooked is a major health event, but ignoring it doesn't make it cheaper. The reality is 70% of people turning 65 are going to need some form of long-term care. Let me say that again. 70% of people turning 65 are going to need some type of long-term care. And it's not the market that breaks most retirements. It's not the stock market. It's healthcare. People fail retirement because of bad planning, not bad investments. And that's exactly what happened here.
You're talking about their biggest regret in this story was waiting too long. And as you pointed out, somebody who should have known into long-term care insurance.
That's right. And that's the regret I hear every week. I mean, if you look at traditional long-term care insurance, it's like buying car insurance that's 20 times the cost. and it's long-term care insurance is something that you might never use. You're going to either use it or lose it. So when you tell someone that's going to cost them $10,000 a year, you can understand why they say no. But here's the good news. What a lot of people don't realize is the industry has evolved, and today you can attach long-term care insurance riders to your annuities for little or no cost. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have an annuity that's going to pay you $50,000 a year in income, guaranteed for your life. If you die, guaranteed for your spouse's life. Let's say one of you gets sick. Doesn't matter who has the annuity. as long as it's a joint annuity, if one of you gets sick, the insurance company is going to double that income from $50,000 to $100,000 a year while that person is receiving care. And this is something that you can do literally for pennies, you know, less than 10 basis points. So when we say basis points, we mean less than 10, less than a tenth of a percent, right? So we're talking about literally pennies here to protect yourself. And, you know, that's one thing I wish that this guy from the Wall Street Journal knew. Let me put it in plain English. If you take, there's other policies out there that if you take, let's say, $100,000, there's a lot of people that have $100,000 sitting in a bank CD. Maybe it's sitting in a bank CD getting 3% interest. There's another type of policy, a lot of people never even heard of this, that if you put your $100,000 in there, you still get 3% a year interest. But if you get sick, that $100,000 literally three times to four times itself, which means now you're going to have $300,000 to $400,000 that you can use to take care of a health event and a cost that most people don't have the money to handle. And this is what will derail a retirement very, very, very quickly. And, if you look at basic planning, if you utilize these types of products out there, and again, it's not people's fault. It's just fact that people don't know what they don't know. And they don't realize that these types of products exist. And these are things that you can build into your portfolio that make a world of a difference and give you peace of mind. I mean, look, if you've got $100,000, I don't care if it's $50,000. Most people have something sitting over at the bank earning 3% interest. All you do is redirect that money, put it into a different type of product. You still have access to the money if you need it. But my gosh, if you get sick, they're going to give you three to four times the money that's in there. That's incredible. And these are the things that I want people to know about. That's why I wrote the book, Right Track Your Retirement. You know, which of course you can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and get a copy of that book and read about it. You can also schedule a time to come in, sit down with one of our team members, go through your plan, and make sure that the five key areas that I talk about, your income, your investments, your taxes, your health care, and your estate planning, make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and that will give you a plan that gives you peace of mind. Remember, you don't have a plan if you just have a pile of statements from 401ks, IRAs, brokerage accounts. Those are investments. Retirement planning is different. Retirement planning is making sure that your income is handled, your investment strategy, your tax strategy, your healthcare strategy, and your estate planning strategy.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com, Brian Courant. Great information as always. Glad you had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, Larry, take care.
You got it. Brought to you by Secure Money Advisors.
The first significant, well, it's easy for me to say significant snowfall is expected tomorrow.
The heaviest snowfall is expected between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m., so basically through morning rush hour. Totals for tomorrow are looking upwards between 3 to 4 inches in most areas.
Yeah, that's significant during the morning rush, and thinking that many people additionally took this day off. So back to action. We'll have the KDK Radio Storm Center ready to roll.
Cyber Monday spending expected to hit a new high today of more than $14 billion. And just to give you some idea, Larry, what's going on? Alaska Airlines just sent me a message on their app. I got a notification that said, Cyber Monday deals have arrived. Listen to this offer. One-way fares on hundreds of flights starting at $29. Booked by the 4th.
On Alaska Air?
Everybody's jumping into this thing now.
All right. Let's go. Where are we going?
They fly to Hawaii.
But you have family out on the West Coast.
Yeah, in Seattle. It's handy to have a nonstop to Seattle now.
From here?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. See you later.
Hey, by the way, I think I'm going to take you back in time here, Larry, at Acrisure Stadium. And they also booed when Renegade was played.
Mike, did you have a sense for how restless and frustrated the crowd was today?
I don't know how restless and frustrated I was, and so I assume they were in the same state we were in.
Here's the crazy part. Not to be an eternal optimist, because it was ugly in
the
second half.
But it is crazy. It is.
The Steelers will play for sole possession of first place Sunday in Baltimore against the Ravens at 1 o'clock.
Now, we're 6-6. Baltimore is 6-6. And so the dispute will get settled there. But, I mean, 6-6, there's a team that's playing right now that's 1-11. But the way we're reacting, you would think the Steelers were 1-11, right?
Yeah, and I understand everybody's frustration, obviously. And we'll talk to our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, right after the news at 9 about that. Thank you, Paul. And the therapy will continue for fans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.